Welcome to the Bathtub Diaries with me, Karina Jadhav. I'm the owner of Menagerie Restaurant, and if you can see me, I'm sat in the bathtub. I'm live from the bathtub. Possibly, I would like to say, the most famous bathtub in the world. Can somebody tell me a more famous bathtub? Just hit me with a more famous bathtub. Go on. Anyway, this is probably like the third, fourth, or fifth, or sixth bathtub that we have had. Anyway, they get quite heavy usage. If you don't know, go on Menagerie Restaurant Instagram and take a look and you will see. I'm just falling. It's not very stable. So anyway, we're here to talk about this last week and what's been going on behind the scenes at Menagerie Restaurant. There's always so much going on, but it's kind of been a comedy sketch the past week. There's been so many things where I have replied to the person messaging me that I work with. We've got loads of groups. So just to set the scene, we've got a management team of around six of us, and there's lots of groups for stocks, for reservations, for events, and just a management group. So each day they put a report in to say what's happened. Anyway, it's been one of those weeks where every message that I got last week, it felt as though each of those messages warranted a response where I was saying, is this actually a joke? Is this for real? Is somebody pranking me? Am I going to turn around and there's a camera crew going, surprise, we're winding you up? And one that got me, that really got me, was somebody trying to book an event, well, actually like a large party for October. Wait for it. Not this October. October 2026. Now, I love the passion. I love the enthusiasm for the restaurant. I have a lot of respect for somebody that's forward planning, but for somebody like me who is, I mean, I don't know what I'm eating for dinner. I don't know what I'm eating for dinner today. Barely. And I don't know what tomorrow holds. And I don't know what this weekend looks like. We live quite week by week, if not day by day, especially because my husband's job has been one that has, it changes and evolves as the weeks go by, depending on their performance. And so my life works around that and his schedule. So I've really become used to just being quite relaxed with things. I can't even imagine being somebody that's in the mindset to book something for October 2026. I have a huge respect for that. I was like, are they pranking us? Are they serious? Are they actually for real? Because I'm just trying to figure out this weekend's reservations. And like, we're all looking at like what stock we need, what like staffing levels we need. And this person is just showing us all up with their super organization. And, you know, when people are like, I want to pay a deposit now, I'm thinking, you don't pay a deposit for Christmas 2029 or whatever it is. It's ridiculous. Nobody knows that far ahead. Like, let's take a moment to just take a step back and chill a little bit. Anyway, I do appreciate the fact that so many people are so super organized with the reservations, because people do book months in advance. But that was just one of the many little things. There's been some crazy, crazy questions. And Lewis in particular, our res manager, I've just been laughing. He was message after message in the middle of the week. I was just laughing. What is going on? But that's normal. That's what happens. Anyway, so this weekend we have it's bank holiday weekend. And so for us, that's three busy days. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Most weekends on Friday and Saturday evening, we have the live entertainment, and that's our show team. We've got a stage manager and Alice, who is wonderful. She's amazing. And so Alice coordinates everyone. So we have like dancers, and she does all the choreography and the costumes. And then we've got the fire performer, and we've got an aerial performer or a hand balancer or a mix of both. We have one person, Andy, who usually does it. And then he'll get cover for when he doesn't do it. So we get a mix. The shows are always different. Anyway, so that's kind of a normal Friday and Saturday, is that we would have those shows on. We'd have a DJ. So like our main DJ is Luke, but then we've got Yaz as well, who's amazing, and other DJs that kind of pop in. And that's normal. Okay, so Friday and Saturday, it's a full production anyway for us every weekend. And then this Sunday, we've got Bank Holiday Sunday. So of course, we've got a big daytime brunch. And the last brunch, the last bank holiday brunch, I decided I wanted to do something that was a bit of a brunch rave, because I just feel that in Manchester, that real kind of party on the tables, get up and dance in the middle of the day, has faded out a little bit. Everyone's very busy taking photos, but we want people to have fun. I think, I guess in Albert Schloss, you still see everyone dancing on the wooden benches and stuff. I'd seen some really cool raves in coffee shops, and I was like, that's the kind of vibe that I want. I just want people in the middle of the day up and dancing. And so we did Will Madden DJ'd, and Abby, an amazing singer, sang live. And she's so interactive. The venue, it was unreal. So I came in on the Sunday, and at 2 p.m., everyone's up dancing on the catwalk, having the time of their lives. So that's the kind of vibe that I wanted to go for. So this Saturday, we've got a pink pony brunch. And I was talking to my husband, Ben, last night, and he just said, isn't it mad to think about the fact that when you first started out in hospitality in a full service restaurant, you created that daytime party in Manchester. And I said, my memory is, I know I've said it before, but I've got such a bad memory. I actually questioned it. I said, did I? I don't. I said, do you not remember what Manchester was like before Neighbourhood, which was the restaurant where I created it? And I started to think about it and the places that I used to go before that restaurant opened. And I remembered. So back in 2012, when we opened, Manchester was very formal and everyone was going for a Michelin star at the time. It was just all about fine dining. It was really, that was really the vibe in the city centre, and everything was very stuffy. I found it very stuffy, and especially somebody who's got self-diagnosed ADHD, my brain, I find it really difficult to sit still and keep my hands, like just be sat still and not moving and touching and, you know, like rejigging the cutlery and picking my glassware down and doing nervous things with my hair twitching, pulling out my hair, everything. Itching my face, coughing. Like, I find sitting still very, very difficult. As you can, if you were watching this, you could see. So when we were researching what we were going to do for the original restaurant, we were going to do a burger concept at the time, because Byron Burger was really up and coming in London, and we'd seen loads of burger concepts in America. Burgers were a big deal. It was when people were just starting to do gourmet burgers. So Gordon Ramsay had done one at, he had a big restaurant that he'd opened in London in, by St. Paul's Cathedral. Anyway, so we were looking at doing that, and we went to New York and started, we went to go and eat burgers. This is one of my favorite stories. So I did an itinerary for us. So it was me and like the team, which was my ex-husband and his brother. And I don't know if we had a chef with us. Anyway, so I did an itinerary, and it was, you know, the itinerary looked like midday, we're going to this restaurant to try a burger. 2 p.m., we've got to be at this restaurant to try burgers. The burgers they've got, the burgers, the sliders, all the different types of varieties that you could have. 4 p.m., burger. Go home, get changed. 7, 8 p.m., burger. So, okay, so this is about 3 or 4 days of burger. I am not exaggerating, by the way. And burger, it sounds crazy because a burger's a burger, but it isn't. I can tell you and promise you there is a great variety of ways to do burgers, okay? So that's another chapter altogether. But we did this for 4 days. We went and ate all of these burgers. And the thing is, you can't really just order burgers. So when we were looking at the menus, it was loads of other things on the menus and some of the venues as well. It wasn't just about the food. So what I started to notice there was the experience was so vibrant. It was so different to what I was used to. And it was so relaxed. You didn't have to, it didn't feel fine dining. You didn't have to sit still. You were encouraged to get up. And then one of the places we went to in the middle of the afternoon, they actually closed these big velvet curtains. It was a meatpacking district at, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They closed the big velvet curtains. All the daylight was blocked out. There were stage lights flashing. And it was this almost like a nightclub in the middle of the day. And soon these huge bottles of vodka were coming out with loads of sparklers, which we are all so used to now. Everyone's seen it and nobody even flinches now. But when I saw that in 2012, my mind was blown. I'd seen it at beach clubs maybe, but this was another level. There was girls, loads of girls, all stood, tables, chairs, booths, dancing, napkins in the air, sparklers going. And I was like, this is amazing. This is so me, because I just want to go out and dance and have fun and party. So when we got home, we looked at the space again, and we couldn't take the space we'd originally wanted. And we ended up going into a much bigger unit and said, like, we can't really operate a business that just serves burgers and make it work in the size of a unit. So when we were looking at the concept and what we were going to do, it was based on the different neighborhoods in New York. But the atmosphere was a big part of it. Anyway, so Manchester was not accustomed to a daytime brunch club party. And so when I did the first few, people were a bit reticent. They weren't really sure. So what was happening was, we'd done this menu and it was brunch plates. And we said, like, come and have brunch. And there's a DJ. And I would basically just get up and start dancing with my friends. And the DJ knew what we were expecting. So we'd have it like darker. The music was really loud. And eat, get up and dance. And at that time as well, I have to say, I actually remember I was sober during those times, because I felt that if I was in the work environment, I shouldn't really be drinking, which went out of the window later down the line. And that's also another story. But I would get up on the booth and I would dance, and just, it's that thing. What would you do if nobody was watching? I think I had such a freedom I don't feel like I've had for a long time, in terms of not caring what people thought. And I had such a strong vision in my head of what I wanted it to be. And I was so confident that it would pick up and people would realize and want to join in because it was fun, that I just did it. And I thought, okay, they're watching, people are staring. I'm not, and what? I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep having fun. It's contagious. Let's see what happens. If I'm a laughingstock, I don't care. And it's so crazy that I felt like that then, because me now has gone so introverted. So I did, and it took off. It was huge. People loved it. So like the second or third one, I think we flew in a DJ from New York who DJed at one of the places that we loved, and she came and did it, and everybody just went wild for it. It was such a turning point for Manchester as a city, because I don't think anybody had seen that daytime partying and people up and dancing on the tables. I mean, Neighborhood really became famous for people dancing on the tables, as well as like all the celebrities and stuff. But it was just, and it was a really exciting time. So I feel like it was the end of an era of it was an end of stuffiness, and it was hailing a new era of happiness and freedom and kind of hedonism in a way, just enjoying yourself and not caring what people thought. And it built so many bonds between people. People met people. There was such a camaraderie about it as well. And so this weekend, we've got a DJ and we've got a singer who's amazing. We'll get everyone up and dancing. And I'm really seeing the turn to that again, to people just getting up and having fun and letting go. And yes, everyone still takes gorgeous photos, but it's something that kind of we've lost. And I think it kind of got lost through COVID. But we're definitely getting it back again, and I can see it. And I know I sound crazy when I say this, but you can feel the energy when everybody is in the venue and it's full and everyone's dancing together and hands are in the air and people are drinking and bopping around. The energy is amazing. It's like drinking a big drink of, you know, it's like drinking an energy drink, the feeling the energy gives you from the room, because people are so happy. And you can feel the strength of the bonds between everyone. It's honestly amazing. And I know I sound like a kook saying it, but it's, you have to feel it and experience it to really understand what I'm saying. So we've got that this Sunday, and I can't wait. And it's pink and it's sparkly. And I'm just back to embracing that, because I think sometimes you can try to be too cool for school. And ultimately, we aren't actually a pink venue, but people think of us as a pink venue. And I really do love it. And I think our customer base loves it as well. And I know everyone has fun because I get to see them. So that's the beauty of it. And I'm excited for it. But I know it's going to be a long weekend. And it's one of those that when we get to Monday, we're closed on Monday, everybody will kind of go, huh. And it takes 24 hours then for your nervous system to reset. And we go again. And we go again into another week. And the beginning of June next week, not next week, the week after, the first week of June, we've got a wedding. So I'm super excited for that. It's the wedding breakfast and then the like late night party. So I'm super excited for that. I cannot wait. So yeah, I'll keep you updated. I hope you all have a really good week and enjoy your bank holiday weekend. And if you want to come to a Pink Pony brunch, you know where to find us. Take care.